So we've got plenty of themes and projects, three themes, systems, instruments, and products, and 12 projects. And, you know, different people like different things, but, you know, I like plasma thrusters particularly because I'm a plasma and space sort of person. Others like high-speed communications, so trying to get a gigabit per second from a CubeSat. Going beyond in this third project, the idea of, you know, just a CubeSat standard to really making CubeSat components plug and play. You know, you and I, we're all happy, you know, putting a USB into a computer and if the computer going off and finding the relevant drivers to read the files and so on. That doesn't happen with CubeSat components at the moment. And yet that's one of the regimes that we need to move towards if we're going to make them widely usable. Images of all sorts, small ones, and I'll show you one where instead of using a huge American satellite like Landsat, which has characteristic dimensions about 2 meters on a side and weighs a couple of tons, we will be able to get the same, if not better, spatial resolution from a CubeSat, which is 30 centimeters tall by 10 centimeters by 10. So compact images, hyperspectral, that just means you have a lot of frequency or wavelength information, calibration, validation, other things, and then all of the products to do with applications of Earth observations data, like looking to see the health of coastal mangroves or salt marsh, so marine ecosystems, sort of area called blue carbon. We're looking at things that we're all familiar with, like the health of our of an orchard or a forest or a set of fields that farmers might have. Or if you're a bit more exotic, trying to prospect for minerals. The two next ones are GPS related. One of them is reflectometry. You use the signals from the GPS satellites directly, yes, to give you your position, timing, etc., but also letting those signals come down, bounce off the earth from maybe the sea, and then come back up to you. And with that reflectometry, you can get information on the surface that's reflecting. And if it's the sea or the ocean, you can get estimates of its height as a function of time, which allows you to see waves, for instance, both the direction and the height of the waves. And if any of you have been on a cruise ship or an oil rig, this is the sort of information you care about a lot. And certainly the operators of those care about. Another one is radio occultation, where you're using the GPS signal as it comes towards you. And you're looking at the time delays. And using the time delays, you're able to get information about the density of the ionosphere. So whether it's, for instance, if it's a, so to speak, a strong or dense ionosphere, then it'll be good at reflecting higher frequency radio signals and using, for instance, the over-the-horizon radars that Australia uses to the north to survey entities that might be coming towards us. And radio occultation is just a way to get that information. Connections to space weather as well, which I personally regard as extremely important, but I won't talk about otherwise.